good production. I mean, our guys really fought through, you know, the downpour that we were having. I mean, it just was steady the entire practice. I think it started with the fact that quarterback came out there and he was slinging the ball around, and all three of those guys really set the tempo for the rest of the team. I don't think anybody really didn't bother anybody.
You notice anything different about Peyton's demeanor when going up against his brother this week?
I haven't. I mean, I haven't even talked to him about it. We've been so focused on what we have to deal with on, you know, their defense.
Did you know his brother played for the Giants?
Yeah, I know his brother plays for the Giants.
Would you do you think you'll see a little more of Pierre Paul than maybe they used him in doubt?
I guess I can't really make a prediction on that. I'm sure if, you know, the healthier he is, the more he's going to play. I just know he's a really good player that we have to account for.
You guys scored 49 points the other night. Hard to quibble with some of that, but guys yesterday were talking about the slow starts. I know you talked about it last week. What more can you do to change those first quarters?
Getting that first down. Even though we did get that first down, it was still a little bit of a struggle. It wasn't real easy. We were third and longer, and Peyton made a great throw to Wes, and Wes did a great job of getting open. But you could just tell those first few snaps, we really weren't in rhythm right away. We just got to – I'm going to do a better job of finding that rhythm for those guys so we can get going and get that 8-9 play drive to start the game out. And that's going to be a big factor for us in that first quarter, and is not having that slow start. We just need to find that rhythm early.
Is it about tempo? Is it about the right play call?
I don't think it's about tempo. It's just trying to find that positive first, second play instead of being third and nine, being more third and two, or even just not getting in the third down to begin with. You know, first and 10, maybe second and four, first and 10 again, and that's what we need to try to start doing. And we did it in the second half. We did that more in the second half. We stayed out of third down.
Sorry. How do you think the three running backs responded and adjusted to being platoon as
they? We talked to them about what our plan was, and, you know, we started Noshon, but all three of them we told we were going to play them. And I don't see how that's going to change. Whoever is the starter for that game, everybody knows they're going to play.
What concerns do you have about taking this offense on the road, playing in a hostile environment?
I think anytime you go on the road, the hardest thing is the communication, especially in a no huddle. You got signals going on. You got what we're doing as far as our cadence. There's a lot of little tricky things that go on, and that's why you'll see the pre-snap penalties, and that's got to be a big thing for us to not let that happen. And the Seattle game, when we saw that on the schedule, we were like, this is perfect, because we knew it was going to be a hostile environment. It didn't matter. Everybody would say, well, it's a preseason game. That was big for us because we had a full half to go through all our mechanics, and it was loud, and it was hard to communicate sometimes, but our guys handled it well. We just turned the ball over. And that's what we need to avoid. You have to avoid anything bad happening. You want to try to, you know, stay as calm and as cool as possible.
Looking at last week and Julius Thomas having that strong start, how much does him coming out like that open things up for other targets on the offense?
Anytime you add another dimension to your offense, that's big. You know, with Wes, DT, and Decker right out the gate, and then Bubba contributing, you know, stepping in there when Demaryius went out, that, you know, right place, right time for him when we called that play. And now with Julius kind of coming along, he's going to see some different looks that he hasn't seen before. And his development is going to be key as far as how quickly he can adjust to what's going on.
And with his development, obviously in the grand scheme of things, his football experience is so tiny compared to so many other guys. Are you still learning things about him kind of every day and what he can bring?
You know, being around him for 3 years, personality-wise, you know, he's been the same guy. He's never changed. But as far as when, even in practice, we'll give him some different looks, and he's trying to figure out what's going on a lot of times. And it's got to be quick, though. He's got to learn as much as he can, as quick as he can.
Chip Kelly said he thought they should even go faster. Do you have that same thought process with the way you guys are working, or are you happy with your tempo?
I think every game for us is going to be different. It's hard to say, hey, we're going to be this many plays or this is the speed we're going to go. Every series is different. We talk about on the sideline, kind of seeing where we're at in the game. I know we had one series where we burned like 18 seconds off the clock, and I'm sitting there going, defense just got them to go three and out. We burn 18 seconds. Now they're back out there. So we have to avoid that. When we go our up-tempo stuff, we have to make sure that we're staying on the field. We can't put the defense in a bad position. I just assume they're in great condition, so I'm not worried about it.
Do you get a lot of texts or calls after your first game as offense coordinator? Your team puts up 49 points?
Not really. I mean, a couple of buddies around the league were just, giving me a hard time, but not as many. Oh yeah.
But what?
Just 49 points. It's something that doesn't happen a lot, and we got, we were rolling. The quarterback was hot, and he did a great job of getting in and out of some bad plays, and he made some really good plays. He made some good throws, and our guys were on the same page with him. And every week's different. I mean, we got to put that one behind us and move on to New York.
They were saying you should have scored 50.
They're just
stuff like that.
So you're prepared to not score 49 every week?
I know this. We're going to try to score as many points as we can.
Do you want to strike more of a balance between the run and the pass, or will that vary from week to week?
You're always trying to be balanced. And last week, I got away from the running game probably a little too quick. Would have liked to stay with it a little longer. Second half, I felt like we were a little more balanced. I probably ducked away from it a little bit in the first half. But we kind of regrouped at halftime, tried to balance it up a little bit, attacked the defense a little differently than what we did in the first half. But we're always looking for that balance. It's really what's the defense going to give us? And that's going to be our biggest challenge of, okay, here's what we got, and that's what we're going to take.
How can up-tempo, whether it's your offense or anybody else's offense, how can up-tempo help the running game? Because I normally think it's up-tempo means pass, but how can that also help a running game?
Well, it can put them in some awkward spots where they have to get to some basic coverages very quickly. So it does create some softness in the defense. When you play the Ravens being as stout as they are inside, they were very sound in what they were doing. And it's tough. I mean, it's not – like there's huge gaping holes when you play it. That's a good defense. And every defense, there's going to be different kinds of challenges. And that's where you're trying to find those little holes, whether we go up-tempo, no huddle, or just regular no huddle, or huddle. So it just all varies.
Because I thought New England a year ago just switched around. I thought their up-tempo actually gashed you maybe worse on the run game than they did with the pass.
Yeah, I never really watched what happened in our game. You'd look up and be like, okay, we're not going to be on the field on this third down or whatever it was. So it was I never really had a chance to take a peek at what was happening.
Okay, the one thing you mentioned earlier, if you're going to go up tempo, whether it's you or somebody else, you really can't go three and out. It seems to me that's maybe one of the big double-edged swords. If you're going to go up tempo and your whole possession is 23 seconds.
You're really trying to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, it did happen in this last game. It's going to happen at some other point. But our whole emphasis, all right, put ourselves in position to get that first down and get rolling. Even though we do start, a couple times this last game, we started up-tempo right from the get-go. And we got to get those first downs and just keep piling them on.
I know he's now standing to your left, Adam, but what's impressed you most about Manny and how much you've been watching his relationship with Peyton develop last several weeks and now for week one?
I love that you're asking this question with him standing here.
I know. I mean,
that's perfect. He's done a great job as far as developing that relationship with the whole offensive line. And like I've been saying since the spring, he's been our starter since the spring. It's just nobody wanted to give him the credit that's what he was doing. And his development has been just exactly what we thought was going to happen. He stepped in that role. He's kept that group together. We've had the same guys playing together since the spring. And we're looking for good things from him and that group.